From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudet. A new exhibit coming to the Idaho State Museum will bring the stories from four Indigenous communities to life by using videos and games as well as artifacts. Now, the hope is that visitors will get a better understanding of the issues that face Indigenous communities today and also highlight sustainability and practices that go back generations. The exhibit, Roots of Wisdom, Native Knowledge, Shared Science, includes contributions from the five federally recognized tribes here in our state. Liz Hobson, administrator of the Idaho State Museum, and Joanna Jones with the Office of Indian Education are joining us now to talk more. Thank you both for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Liz, can I start? You're so welcome. Thank you so much. Liz, can I start with you? What will the visitors see and experience?
Oh, well, they're going to see a lot. This is a very interactive exhibit. It's really fun. It looks closely at Indigenous knowledge and ways of traditional ways of life alongside a contemporary scientific perspective on how we all connect to our land. So there is really something for every learning style as well. Like you mentioned, there's videos, there's documentary clips, there's just interpretive panels, and also a lot of interactions with games too, which is really fun. And that's a good way that families can engage together with this exhibit.
So Joanna, a lot of the exhibit will focus on ecology and environmental balance. Talk about why that is so important, why that's such an important part of this exhibit.
Well, in traditional ways of knowing, it's the intellectual knowledge that our tribal communities have of the land, waterways, the sky, and the relationships between and among them. It's this exhibit, Roots of Wisdom, is so important because TEK is what Indigenous people have used to live, survive, and thrive since time immemorial. For example, medicine people use botany to heal our sick and wounded, and tribal leaders understand the ecological systems and how to care and sustain them for generations. Indian people are remembering and reclaiming that traditional knowledge in various ways. The tribes are independently and collectively working to keep Idaho clean and pristine. They're working to restore healthy fish back into the waters. They provide responsible forest management, and they use traditional ways of knowing to integrate TEK with Western science to further understand the interdependence of all aspects of life.
So let's talk about some of the things that folks will see. And I know, Liz, you had mentioned, you know, the games and artifacts, but also videos. And so what will some of that look like?
Yeah. So the exhibit itself was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, and they actually co-created with four local tribes to create this. And they did a lot of recording of stories and documentaries and really just demonstrations. So you're going to be able to see on video clips some of those recorded stories, demonstrations of the practices that the exhibit is referring to, and interviews with people from across the country who are really talking about that work.
Joanna, what does it mean to you personally to have an exhibit like this? I mean, where all five of the federally recognized tribes in Idaho will be contributing, right? People will be learning more about your culture, about your history. How does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, as an Indigenous person, I feel that it's a duty to provide these types of learning opportunities to everyone. My greatest hope is that folks will take away more accurate and broader perspectives of the tribes and start acknowledging and addressing the many wonderful contributions and heavy sacrifices the tribes made and continue to make, so that we may proverbially stand in solidarity to enjoy the sky, land, and water on a daily basis.
And Liz, what about you? Why was it so important to bring this exhibit to fruition?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's exactly what Joanna was saying. I think it's our duty. I think a lot of the work that went into the permanent exhibits here at the Idaho State Museum really took that time to partner with our tribal partners here, and we want to continue that. There's more of the story, and this opportunity with having this traveling exhibit coming in, it was a really great opportunity to once again co-create something. So when visitors do come, they're not only just learning about these stories and these traditions in a national context, but each of those five tribes have their own panel that directly relates to the work that they're doing. And I really hope that visitors can connect to that, hearing about it from their own backyards here in Idaho.
And we should note the exhibit opens this weekend, correct?
It does. So not only is it our opening day, but it does coincide with our monthly program, Family Second Saturdays. So if families want to come out on Saturday, see the exhibit on the first day, but there's also special family programming that will be happening to celebrate the opening of this really important exhibit.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate both of you coming in and talking to us about this and sharing with this so more people know about it. Appreciate both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for that opportunity.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Liz Hobson, administrator of the Idaho State Museum, and Joanna Jones with the Office of Indian Education. We've been chatting about the Roots of Wisdom exhibit. It's coming to the Idaho State Museum in Boise. As Liz mentioned, it starts Saturday and it runs all the way through September. So hopefully you will have a chance to go and see it and learn a bit more. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.